Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you say I'm now a Man City person?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You're a Thank Man City you. Person.
Yes.
You're really not.
They invited me up to Man City. I thought it was a nightclub, but apparently not.
The lads like that one.
Yeah. Lads, yeah.
How long have you been sitting on that one for?
I'm sorry.
Hello and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in and extra bits that have been going on and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas. I mentioned on Tuesday's episode that I was going on my brother's stag do to Benidorm.
Yes.
What do you think the etiquette is of inviting your mum and dad on your honeymoon?
On your honeymoon?
Mm.
Well, it's a bit odd.
Yeah, I thought it's meant to be a romantic time, isn't it? Something that you remember forever. Yeah, Bradley's invited my mum along so she can look after baby.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I might have just given baby to... Where are they going?
I don't know, actually. Somewhere in Spain.
Well, could you not have just dropped baby off with mum and dad
apparently
where
not.
They live? And
so
then...
now my dad rung me and my dad never rings me. Have you heard I'm going on this pissing honeymoon week? Your mum and Brad and baby. I was like, yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Good luck to them.
I know, yeah.
All involved.
You think I'm a mummy's boy, wait to see Bradley. God, could barely wipe his own arse.
The baby's more advanced than him.
I know, probably. Oh, 100%. We have pictures in our WhatsApp group that Sophie sends, and it's of Lucas having his tea and Bradley, and I promise you, Bradley's got more of the food around his mouth and all down him than the baby.
Look, G and Divas, we've had an amazing response to our cinema news, so thank you so much. And for those that missed it, Jordan, tell them.
Yes, for those that missed it on Tuesday's episode, on Tuesday the 14th of May, Help, I Sex and My Boss will be broadcast live into cinemas. Our show at the London Palladium is going to be beamed live via satellite across big screens up and down the UK.
Yes, we're doing this because we know that there are lots of you who either missed out on tour tickets or who can't travel to see us because we're not playing nearby. And there are a lot of G and Divas who are rounding up their local sexted contingent to come along and see us.
You can get tickets from Tuesday the 9th of April, so that's this Tuesday at 10 a.m. All the details you need to find are at sexedmyboss.com/cinema.
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to do a little sort of register of cinemas that are showing Sexted live, like the credits at the end of a film.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, I just wanted an excuse to play the Pearl and Dean theme tune again and do Sunset Boulevard references, which is, of course, quite me. So if you're coming along to see us on the big screen, just tag Sexted in your local cinema and you could make it onto my register. That sounds slightly seedy when okay. I say register. It's a good register. It's
yeah,
not
it
like
a weird.
It's not like a bad register. Register you don't want to be on.
They don't set registers in schools now, do they?
Do they not?
I think it's all you just sign in with your finger, don't you?
Oh, how modern.
Yeah. I actually don't I think you'd sign in or you got a card or something. Anyone used to call your name?
Yeah, we the last year of me
Jordan
being at
North,
school.
Yes, miss. William Hanson, gay. Yes, miss. That kind of thing. Did you have that? That's so cruel if you did.
Not from the teachers, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I did. No.
Anyway. Even at uni, they used to do registers. Or they'd pass it round. You used to get your mates to sign you in.
Okay.
Again, don't skip lectures.
No.
Uni's very expensive.
I was that child. Did you in sixth form have what were called cuts or freeze?
I didn't go to sixth form, did I?
Did you not?
I went to college, but we didn't
college.
Go to sixth form.
Yeah. But did you have study periods?
I did a BTEC.
Oh, okay. Because we
didn't have studying.
We'd have gaps. we'd have gaps in our schedule, and of course people would call them cuts because you could cut a lesson or freeze. But I was that child that went around going, they're not freeze, they're study periods.
Oh, for God's sake.
That was me.
I bet it was. Mm-hmm. Was everyone in the common room? Did you have a common room?
We had studies.
We didn't have a sixth form. And people take the piss out of B-Techs. It's done me all right.
What is a B-Tech? Tell me. It's
equivalent to A-levels.
Equivalent to A-levels.
Media and moving image, I did.
A moving image. And look, and now you're on the cinema screen. It's paid off.
Moving image. That was me. Yeah.
Moving image.
Preston College.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. It's good those days. Anyway.
Guinness joke still coming in?
Yeah, God, DMs. I'm going to have to do the Guinness joke, aren't I? I'm dreading this. More that I'm worried it won't get a laugh.
Talking of tour, it's in my bag. I've brought in my swatch of fabric of one of my outfits.
What?
God.
I love you to bits, but even for you, this is... I don't even know what I'm wearing. I'm probably just going to go M&S and get a jacket.
So I've got two outfits.
Oh, God. Are you changing into both?
I've got an act one and an act two outfit.
Jesus.
As the night progresses, I will become increasingly more nighttime. This is the fabric sample of what we're calling look one for my narrow jacket.
They look like my nana's curtains.
Well, what lovely curtains she has.
And she's been dead 20 years.
So describe what you see. I mean, you're colourblind, so this is going to not work brilliantly.
Patterns.
Yes, it's sort of like a very large paisley pattern with a sort of an electric blue background and sort of a burnt orange yellowy colour.
Are you wearing that?
Yeah.
In Birmingham?
Yeah. It's Glasgow I'm more worried about.
Yeah, but... I was going to say, you're definitely going to get glassed if you wear that in Glasgow.
But I think I'll sparkle incandescently under the lights. Mm.
You'll sprinkle and spunk as well. Mm.
But I got that.
Okay.
I just got my trousers sorted.
Is it a co-ord? Is it all
no,
matching?
No, no, no. It's not matching. That's just the top half. Oh, but I think the blue will bring out my lovely eyes.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to wear now. Are you making me worry? Oh, shit. Right, I'm going to get that sorted this week.
You should get it sorted. And also, if you're going to wear the same outfit every night, get several of them because, you know.
I'm not stupid.
Okay. In case we sprinkle sparkle all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have an accident when you go for that colonic.
You'd look good in an old spud sack, William Hanson.
Oh, bless you. That's not true, but thank you. Anyway, very excited now for tour. Only a few weeks away.
You're not putting that on the expenses, are you?
Not all of it, no.
You cheeky... You're paying for that yourself. Sorry.
You can take a man out of the north.
I mean, I'm not, yeah.
You can literally take a man out of the north sometimes. We've had a lot of
go on.
We've had a lot of people get in touch about accidental typos after something on our podcast a few weeks ago. Missing the F in shifts seemed quite common, including an anonymous G and Eva who wrote in a child's health records, things are better now the dad's shits have improved. Could be in one of your families. Also, a lot of people spell sick with a D, like Jaina, who texts their boss to say, needed the day off because they were getting dick. And people who were on dick leave. I'm all for that. Hannah's old boss put an amended expenses sheet on their desk with a note asking Hannah to resign, not re-hyphen sign.
Oh.
Francis's CV talked about their strong interest in pornography, not photography.
Oh, you're joking. That's so thank brilliant. You
for all of those. We're also still getting a lot of messages about dead animals and freezers.
Oh, really?
Who
so
knew?
It was a thing.
Agath, or Agatha, said, dear William, Jordan and team, how nice it is to hear that my parents were not the only weirdos to have a frozen animal in their freezer. We had a frozen snake in a chest freezer for 10 years.
What?
Love the show and have been listening for a few years in France.
Why would you freeze? Is that a delicacy in France?
No, I don't think so. There are countries that eat snake, but I don't think France is one of them.
The countries eat snake? Oh, yeah, it's on Indiana Jones, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Never seen those.
Have you not?
No.
They cut the snake open and then loads of other little snakes come out, don't they? Class film. It's so good.
They don't make them like that anymore.
They don't. They really don't.
show anything in cinemas now.
I used to be so scared of that where he went down in that pit and it was just full of snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that then became you on I'm a Celebrity.
It's a funny old world, isn't it?
This is from a female Jordan.
Hi.
Hi, William, Jordan and team. Shout out to Diego specifically because I miss him.
Oh, sorry. I'm still here, girls. I'm still here. They're pissing off on the holidays, but I'm still here.
I'm a toxicologist brought up in the Welsh countryside, and I happen to know that there are actually people who want to know about dead owls and generally birds of prey in the UK. DEFRA, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, will take these birds and complete autopsies to see how the bird died, enabling them to monitor the spread of diseases and the use of poisons throughout the UK. You can report it via the gov.uk website. Kind regards, female Jordan.
That's all well and good, but if they're part of DEFRA, but if there's people freezing dead animals, you probably want to check their hard drive.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
If they're doing it as a hobby, it's a bit weird. It's how Jeffrey Dahmer started. I don't know if you... Right, let's move on.
Well, continuing with theme, this starts with, hello, my late father was a police officer. One time he was working nights and had a phone call from a distressed motorist to say they hit an owl when driving along a country road.
Ooh.
Do an owl now being hit by a car.
Ooh. No, that's an owl. Oh, no, that's a bit tight.
The owl was still alive, but very badly hurt.
Oh, God, sorry.
They called the vet, who said that the animal would need to be put down.
Why'd he pick it up?
My dad, being a lover of animals, did not want this poor bird to suffer, so put the bird out of its misery with his size 12 boots. God. It was awful, but he felt he was doing the right thing. It was late, so he brought the owl home and put it in the freezer. Why? When my dad woke the following day, he opened the freezer and was faced with a very much alive but very stunned bird. This is like that One Foot in the Grave episode where they freeze the cat. He spoke to the vet, who said that due to the bird being frozen quite quickly, it had reduced swelling on its brain and that's why it would have recovered.
Shut up.
We kept the bird for several weeks, fondly naming him Lecky, as that was the brand of freezer he'd slept in.
The word Bosch.
Unfortunately, after several weeks of intensive therapy and TLC, he didn't recover, so had to be put down again.
Oh, God.
Keep being fabulous, Emily.
What's this? God, he's had more lives than cats, this owl. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know.
That's a great story.
Let's do one more. Hi, William, Jordan and the rest of the team. I'm writing in regards to Jordan talking about Bradford City Football Club mascot.
The bloke with the beer belly and the hat and a brolly.
And the hat.
Yeah. Most people had like, well, Preston have got Deepdale Dirk, Burnley have Bertie Bray.
So just slow down your diction. Preston have what?
Deepdale Dirk.
Deepdale
Dirk. It's a duck. It's a bloke in a costume.
Oh, a duck.
Yeah. Or it could be a woman in a costume. Burnley have Bertie B. You know, Man United have Fred the Red. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see I'm now a Man City person?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Done. You're a Thank Man you. City person.
Yes.
You're really not.
They invited me up to Man City. I thought it was a nightclub, but apparently not.
The lads like that one.
Yeah. Lads. Yeah.
Man City. How long have you been sitting on that one for?
I'm sorry.
But yeah, Bradford, I said ages ago, had a weird mascot. It was just a bloke with a bowler hat.
Mm.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, well, Jordan, you didn't have a fever dream. We did have a fat man in a football shirt, bowler hat, umbrella and a bag as our mascot.
Yes.
He used to take sweets out of the bag and throw them into the crowd.
It's very weird. Can we just say, anyone listening, remember, if a bloke comes up to you with a bowler hat, umbrella and a
some
bag
sweets.
And some sweets, probably don't take them off him.
No, but this man was sacked because he became too thin. The story was all over the local news at the time. Wow.
Good for him.
We now have Billy Bantam as our mascot, which is basically a big cockerel worn by one of the maintenance men. Can't wait to see you in Manchester. Jordan, please tell the Guinness joke. I really need to know what it is. All the best. And that's from Paul, who also wants us to say hello to his wife, Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Jess. It was a bloke. Do we know his name? The Bradford mascot? Can we find out his name?
Mr. Bradford?
I forgot. He was so weird.
Well, there we go. Bethany also got in touch to tell us about that, so thank you to both of them.
Okay. Remember, if you want to get in touch about something that isn't a dilemma or a problem, why is my eye blinking?
Oh, not another.
My eye's just blinking. God, what's going on there? Am I having a stroke?
How many fingers am I holding up?
Oh, God. My eye just started blinking now.
Can you smell toast?
Yeah, but we are just above the cafe. If you want to get in touch about something that isn't a dilemma or a problem, drop into our DMs. I'm falling apart, mate. Or send us an email to help@sextonmyboss.com. I'm not winking at you. Something's going on. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch. Speak to you on Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.